Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A new study revealed that heavy cannabis use could indeed affect your memory. Fun fact.
What? Wow, they just did a study on that, huh?
Repeat that again.
Man, oh man, I haven't heard that in my entire life.
Somebody should do a study on it.
We forgot the last one.
Yeah.
What was the study again?
Right. But just in case, you know, you didn't know that, I've got more fun facts.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fun and fascinating facts about the devil's lettuce, Mary Jane, cannabis. The last time I tried the marijuana, it was 13 years ago at the hands of Miles Montgomery. He asked me late on a Friday evening if I needed to be creative, then to take a pull on this. I was hesitant, but he was insistent. Begrudgingly, I took a puff and was in moments so outrageously affected I couldn't complete the last few tasks of my day. I went home, passed out for 5 hours, and had to come in on a Saturday. God damn the pusher man.
No, Miles doesn't push weed on anybody.
Never have done that.
Totally doesn't just abandon people after he gets them violently
God,
high
no.
either.
I could still see your face in that crowd, Mike.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was down on the field playing with the kids.
You were already gone.
You were gone. You were out of the
building.
You
left at halftime.
Yeah, but I came back.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
No.
You were
gone. You abandoned him.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
You abandoned me, Miles.
Yeah.
You left me out to dry.
I think I was with VD.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You two jamokes were walking on back, and I'm just sitting there just... Maintain. Just look at the field.
Pretty sure I
try to look the same direction other people are looking.
Too.
I was on the floor because we're watching arena football in Spokane.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning against the pads, and I look up. I go, "Oh Christ, he's alone up there. Like, who knows where Montgomery is?" And we had to walk. I had to like text Mike, like, "Just stay in your seat." And he's like, "I can't do anything else.
I can't do anything."
Yeah, it's like, "All right, we'll come up and get you at the end of third quarter."
I remember he had me smoke in the hotel room. That was the first time I had smoked anything ever in my life, by the way. And so I'm coughing and hacking. Of course, Montgomery handed me a beer. Here, drink this. That'll make you feel better.
Didn't we have like a bunch of those really strong edibles too?
I did not have any of those.
Oh, I think I took a couple of those.
Ted, I think, took a couple of those before the car ride over.
I definitely ate one of those in the car ride over. That was a quick arch thrill. Well, I laughed hysterically at nothing, ate fast food, and then passed out.
Yes, yeah, right. Long trip to Spokane. Anyway, so there's some fun facts about the devil's lettuce there. Let's see. The word canvas is linked to the word cannabis because canvases were traditionally made of hemp.
Okay, makes sense.
Makes sense. I like that. Been a minute since I've had something that was made of canvas. I feel like it's still one of the most dependable materials out there.
Yeah, but those are big old school army tents, man. They weigh like 100.
Oh my God.
200 pounds, man.
Yes.
I used to have some shirts that were made out of hemp. They were super soft.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good material. Bob Marley was actually buried with his Bible, his guitar, and a butt of marijuana.
And I bet you if you open that thing up, the marijuana's gone somehow, but the guitar...
He smoked it when he was dead.
Yeah. Just lit up one more.
I'm dead, Hillary.
And that's not shocking, that guy, you buried him with weed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who's the guy that put the nug in there?
I bet you it was the smallest little pinch. Dude's like, I got a lot of weed, bro. Okay. Symbolically, I got to put this in there.
You put a baseball in my grandma's casket.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
She liked baseball.
Just a baseball? Was it signed by anybody?
All the cousins signed it.
Nice work, man. I dig it. That's awesome.
Probably worth something now.
The first item sold over the internet. You guessed it. It was a bag of weed.
I believe. Really? College campus.
Really? That's exactly right. Yep. Over 40 years ago, Stanford students used ArepNet, I believe. It's an early form of the internet, to buy weed from their counterparts at MIT.
Hey, man, you guys got weed over there?
Of course you do, man.
And, of course, nobody's monitoring it because nobody knows how it works.
You don't even know it exists.
No. Criminy. It says here, in college, Barack Obama was a member of a group of boys called the Choom Gang, who smoked pot and played basketball.
His nickname was Hotbox.
Was it really?
Yeah, swear to God. It was either in college or high school. They're like, oh, his nickname was Hotbox. His brother just sat in the car and just got high.
Nobody skips Barry O.
How do you slow that man down even further in his speech, though?
And it's probably why it's starting. The reason I'm talking like this, because I don't really remember the next word that I plan to say.
He's got to do some sort of a report in front of the class, and he's just blitzed out of his mind like, hang on.
Yeah, I got this. And George Bush, he gave no qualms about what he liked.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He readily admitted it when he was president.
Yeah.
You know, I like riding. But he talks like the guy that would sell it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he sounds like a dude that likes cocaine.
Hey, you like that stuff? I got some.
Come here, I got you.
I know, Terry.
I'll hook you right up. Oh, no, not Terry. Terry's got the coke.
Just wait till he gets here.
They believe Shakespeare may have smoked pot. Researchers found traces of cannabis in pipes unearthed from his garden.
I promise you, he smoked weed.
I swear, man, it's a comedy.
People are going to laugh their asses off.
Yeah, like if I'm stoned, I'm like, all right, yeah, I see what he's doing. All right, yeah.
No, dude, she stabs herself, but the dude's actually alive.
Comedy. You see why it's funny? See how it's funny now?
I got that backwards. She killed herself because he... Okay.
Somebody should really tame that thing.
Oh, the shrew.
Billy, you're right.
No, man, he just talks with a skull.
He's stoned too, man.
Oh, damn it. No, man, I'm just going to write it down. I don't want to have anything else written down on there. They're just going to have to figure it out.
I don't even talk the way I write.
All right, do it that way this time.
Right, years from now, people will care.
No sets. One big stage.
Make it round, man.
Jesus. Make it round. And this is the number one fun fact about the devil's lettuce, marijuana. The ancient Egyptians used cannabis to treat hemorrhoids, inflammation, and pain. They also used it in suppositories and ointments. So good news, what you can do with your weed.
Then blow this up your skirt, man.
Never heard of poofing weed. Other stuff.
Hey, man, my ass hurts. Blow some of that smoke up in there.
Come on, man. Help me out.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel better already.
That's soothing.
Now my hemorrhoids are laughing.
You gotta be one good friend to do that for somebody.
Alright, dude, here it comes.
Bend over.
Open wide, bro.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.